T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last night, one of those who will be involved in the runoff for U.S. House of Representatives District 4 on the Republican side, Lee Bright, joins me this afternoon. Did you get any sleep at all last night?
It wasn't a lot of sleep. We got in late, and I started early this morning. You've only got 2 weeks to make a difference in Washington. If we don't win this, we're going to have another establishment guy in D.C., and we don't want that.
Yeah, now it is a sprint to the finish, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've been on the phone since early this morning, and I've been on the phone all afternoon, so we're staying wide open as hard as we can, and we hope all our supporters are doing the same.
What have you heard, Lee, in terms of the runoff about who you will be running off against? Is there going to be a recount? Is there going to be because state law calls for an automatic recount if candidates finish within 1% of each other. But I know there was some discussion about votes, but because of bad machines, it may not have. What are you hearing on this whole deal?
I'm confident it'll be Timmons. I mean, that's our understanding, and we're moving ahead as such. We're focused and getting ready for the election here in 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Here in Greenville County, you got nearly 20% of the vote from a crowded field where Dan Hamilton got 21% of the vote and William Timmons just slightly more than that, 22%. There were, I guess, those who, because you're from Roebuck, I guess a lot of people figured you might not do as well in Greenville County. Were you surprised that you did as well as you did, or is that what your polling had shown?
Yeah, the polling was pretty accurate. We felt confident we'd do well in Greenville. There's a lot of good conservatives in Greenville.
You bet.
We're hoping for a good turnout, in 2 weeks. I mean, we feel really good about our chances. We've got a great contrast, a message that we're going to push over the next 2 weeks to show folks, there's obviously a difference between the candidates, and we feel like we're more in line with the voters in this district.
You know, when we consider the history of what happened when you were in the state Senate a number of years ago, and then were money bombed in a campaign because folks at the Chamber of Commerce and others disagreed with positions you had taken, filibustering against the gas tax, for instance, your adamant opposition to the gas tax. We know that the Timmons campaign has a ton of money. Are you anticipating, number one, that they'll try and advertise you into the ground? And number two, are you concerned at all about attack ads? Because we saw a certain amount of those leading up to yesterday's vote.
Yeah, I mean, the attacks are going to come, but I think the contrast, we've got a clear contrast between us and Timmons. I mean, you look at, where he gave Graham $1,000. I mean, Graham, when he was in the midst of the Gang of Eight.
Right.
And, he voted for the budget down in Columbia. As we all know, those budgets include Planned Parenthood funding. So, there's a clear difference. And all we've got to do is get that message out. We're very confident that the voters in this 4th Congressional District are conservative. They're going to want someone that's going to go and fight the establishment up in Washington, not go and join in.
Any of the other races surprise you, the gubernatorial race, for instance?
Yeah, I tell you, you get when you're in a race, it's a laser-like focus.
And sure.
You really are so focused on your own race that you don't pay near as close attention to the others. But I think it bodes well for us. There's a runoff. Republicans are going to be paying attention. And I think that we're going to do well here in 2 weeks. I think a runoff in the governor's race actually helps us. A lot of folks, I think, are going to turn out that may have stayed home that are going to be paying really close attention.
Yeah, that's a good point, because with the gubernatorial runoff as well, we know that primaries historically have a low turnout, and yet the turnout for this one seemed to be pretty well energized.
Yeah, and I think it'll be that way in 2 weeks. And there's just such a clear choice for folks in this 4th congressional race. And you've got two candidates with records. And instead of people just talking about what they're going to do, you can see what they have done. And,
right.
And obviously, I spent 8 years in Clinton, never voted for a budget, filibustered budgets, fought Planned Parenthood. I went down there and did exactly what I said I would do. And that's you hate to say it, but that's a real rarity in politics.
I have not been in contact today with Presley and the folks at the Greenville Tea Party, but I'm sure you're aware that we've been working towards doing a runoff debate with you and Mr. Timmons. Sometime, I believe, we were planning on doing it right before the runoff date, which would be in a couple of weeks, would be a week from this coming Monday. And I know the South Carolina GOP also is planning one. Have you heard from them yet about their debate?
Yeah. I know the details are still kind of up in the air, so I haven't been involved with that. I've been more involved with the actual campaigning, but I know that some folks that are involved with the campaign have been in touch with them, and I haven't heard the latest, but I know there's been some discussion about the date and how it's going to be set up. So I'm not confident exactly what that's going to be yet, but I know there's some discussions going on.
Yeah, and I understand that Presley and the folks at the Greenville Tea Party are maneuvering right now to get the logistics worked out for us to have one as well. Money is always a consideration. You know the old saying, and we're talking with Lee Bright, by the way. You know the old saying, Lee, that the mother's milk of politics is money. Are you concerned that the Timmons campaign may be able to outspend you? And have you been hoarding your resources, planning for a runoff?
We have. I mean, we spent very little money, and yet our voters, you know, the grassroots folks were out there and turned out and made it happen. And we held back a lot of the funds for the runoff. And I've been on the phone today raising more money for the runoff. I mean, it's, you know, when you know you have the message, all you've got to do is get the message out. And I think we're going to be able to do that. You know, the website's still up and running, LeeBrightForCongress.com. People can donate. We need people to make phone calls, knock doors, whatever they're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, $5, $10 donations really add up. And, you know, obviously some people can do more. But, you know, we've got to have the money to get our message out. We're not worried about being outspent. We're kind of confident we're going to be outspent. But if we can get our message out, I think we can cut through the clutter and the rest. And it's just a clear contrast. And that's what we're going to try to make the voters aware of. You know, You got the guy that ran against Lindsey Graham versus the guy that gave Lindsey Graham $1,000. So, you know, how much more contrast can you have than that?
Yeah, and fortunately, since you've been involved, you know, from your tenure in the state Senate, people have a lot of name recognition for you. So it's not as if you're a newcomer here.
Yeah, and you know we've got with the gas tax and some other issues that we fought so hard on down in Columbia. People know that we're on the conservative side of those issues, and I'm looking forward to going up there with the Freedom Caucus. I'm looking forward to helping the president getting his agenda through, and you know I want to help the president with to build the wall and to deal with the immigration issue, and obviously, you know, Timmons has been kind of timid when it comes to fighting on these issues. And, you know, when you write a check to Lindsey Graham, it's hard to say you're going to protect us on the immigration issue.
Yeah, the things that President Trump has been able to accomplish are pretty amazing considering how many rhinos there are in Washington in his own party that have made it difficult for him to make any headway. And it's truly incredible, I think, what he's done.
No, absolutely. It's been an amazing thing he's been able to do on so many different fronts, and he just needs some help. I mean, the problem is that these establishment Republicans want to keep things just like they are, and he's trying to make America great again, and the bottom line is he can't do it by himself, and folks in the 4th Congressional District, the best thing they can do if they want to help President Trump and to try to get America on the right track is to put Lee Bright in Congress, and they can go to, like I said, LeeBrightForCongress.com and help out.
Lee, thanks very much for your time. Congratulations on your performance yesterday in phase one of the primary, and good luck to you going forward.
Well, we feel very confident. You know, we announced on your show, and now we're coming and doing an interview right into the runoff. So I think good luck.
You bet. You bet. Lee, best of luck to you, and thanks again for your time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Lee Bright joining me this afternoon. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We are working, as I said, to finalize details for a final last-ditch debate in the 4th District, and we'll let you know as soon as we have those ironed out, because that should be entertaining, to say the least.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.